So we played Depths, Peter's game.
Yeah, I got there late. It was hard to track, but it sounded like people were having a good time.
And I know today we're going to talk about theme. And initially I had said, I don't want the submarine theme for Depths. I want to take that and do something else with it. I actually like the theme. I might want to be a submarine commander.
Put that on the list for later.
Yeah.
But I think that might come down to, I forget who it was. Somebody said, we shouldn't be thinking about theme right now. To which Peter was like, we should absolutely be thinking right now about theme because you had a conception about theme of Depths when it was originally pitched and when we were talking about it. And now that you've had a chance to play it and experience like the going down, the coming back up, the flavor and the mechanics and the theme that are tied into the way that the game is designed and plays, theme does matter.
I'm Hunter Pence, and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we assume our two pair beats a flush draw. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Thanks for the money. Mark and I played some poker last night.
It was an early night for me.
You went all in with your two pair. What'd you get called by?
A flush draw.
Yes. Didn't believe me.
I got to watch movies.
Rounders was on the TV while we were playing.
My friends have good taste in movies.
Yeah. Mark makes lots of misplays playing poker.
Yeah, except the first hand. I really had one good hand and then I should have just stopped playing.
Did you win the first hand of the night?
I don't remember if it was the first hand of the night, but it was the first hand I played.
You won a couple hands. I saw you win a couple hands.
All right. Get them next time.
You're betting like you have top pair with bottom pair.
Where are we?
We're somewhere. If I had to guess, Mark, in a simulation, I think that's the most likely explanation.
Are we becoming a philosophy podcast?
No, but you asked, where are we?
I guess I meant about the game, the podcast, the show, the company.
What game?
The content we're here to create.
Okay. The game, the podcast. Yes. Also in a simulation, but we're building that portion of it. Like we have autonomy inside of our simulation.
We're Minecrafting it.
Yes. We're progressing. We're moving forward. So we have our weekly Wednesday meeting. And this Wednesday, we actually got to play Depths. Depths was one of the games that we talked about in our pitches. It was pitched by Peter. And Peter had actually already put together kind of the pieces to this game and had a playable version for us. And so last Wednesday we played it and it was fun. But the game that had the most traction after the pitches was the game Succession. So I think the real answer to where are we is the team is currently in the tank on Succession. We play tested Depths on Wednesday as Peter was already pretty far along with his game. And I loved elements in the game. And Mike C is actually playtesting Plunder in person with his group. So these were games that were all pitched by the team over the last month. But for this Wednesday, when we meet this week, we're going to come together with our Succession ideas. So our goal is on Wednesday, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about what we see as the path forward for Succession as a game. And today we're going to talk about theme. Before we start, this week's episode is brought to you by Board Game Casual. Board Game Casual is a YouTube channel welcoming people into the board game hobby with video reviews, recommendations, unboxings, tips for accessorizing on a budget, and more. Like their name implies, their videos are light, fun, and approachable, making them ideal for casual board gamers or casual designers like ourselves, Mark. Want an alternative to plastic storage boxes in your games? Board Game Casual has an idea for you. Want a board game video review in 3 minutes or less? They got you. Check out Board Game Casual at Board Game Casual on YouTube or at Board Game Casual channel. What are we working on?
We're working on our plan to move into finding what our game is going to be by the end of the year. Like you mentioned, our front runner right now is this game Succession, where in the current theme, you're playing the role of a person who's trying to be next in line to be the ruler in your monarchy system. And last time we talked about digging into the theme of the game. We're not ready by ourselves or as a team. We're not ready to say, here are all the mechanics. Here's the game. Here's the prototype. Let's play. We're not quite there yet. But we're moving in that direction. We're going to be designing with the team at our next meeting. And an interesting thing kind of came up in your discussion about depths and in some of the other pitches that we discussed, where we talked about how important or not important is it to be considering the theme of the game initially. And it came up in Peter's playtest, where I think someone on the team said, it doesn't matter what the theme is right now. You can always do the theme later. To which Peter said, no, I think the theme is important now. And for me personally, not just because I'm Peter's friend, I'm on team, you have to consider the theme from the beginning, because I do think the theme of the game will inform the way that the game mechanically plays if we create something that's going to be fun and that we believe in publishing.
And I agree with you. And the pebble in the shoe for me with Succession has always been the theme. When Scott pitched Succession, I really liked the idea of the game. But I always found that, you know, replacing the Mad King was kind of a trope. It's a trope in writing, television, movies, board games. And when I started searching up games, there are a bunch that basically do exactly this. There's even one with Succession in the name. And of course, I'm not saying we won't make a game that has similarities or even, you know, direct competitors. And of course, I'm not saying we won't make a game that has similarities to other games or even, it's just that it's been like just the one thing holding me back from kind of being all in on it is that it's not the theme I want. It's not the theme of game that I want to create. But some of the ideas were really good. And while it was funny while I was searching, you know, for the different types of games, I started like thinking about, you know, quotes around you can't create original things. And there's one I really like that said, there's nothing new in the world, only new arrangements. I like that.
I know away from the mic, you've talked about not liking the theme a little bit because of not necessarily wanting to support or platform monarchy systems. You don't really like the gendered component of replacing the Mad King. So if we were going to look at revising a theme, I think it would be worth our energy to consider the details and the attributes and the characteristics of the game that Scott proposed as is. And then if we're going to talk about different themes, how would those themes inform or interact with the mechanics and characteristics that have been proposed so far?
Okay. And I think the natural starting point is the name itself has a really big tie-in with a really popular television show that is about replacing a corporate CEO. So I think that would be the place to start with, that for the first skin on this, right, we would move into, you know, a boardroom, a corporation.
Instead of being members of the royal family, players are now board members, other executives.
I think you could start in the mailroom if you needed to. like that would be a good, you know, you're working your way up. That's like the classic story.
With the ultimate goal of replacing a CEO on the verge of retirement or a healthy CEO? Because for me, those are different.
I would think it would be a CEO who is not performing well. I would think it's just a CEO that isn't meeting, you know, whatever metrics the board is setting out. Like the board can be an element of the game that, you know, kind of oversees things. You're not playing as the board of directors, but like the board of directors is this component that gives tasks or, you know, weighs in on, you know, results. Yeah. So I would think that I think you're not replacing, you know, a CEO that's has poor health. I think he's just not performing well.
I still think that's very different than a monarch on the way out at the end of their life. But in terms of what you're proposing of having like the board of directors be an entity or a feature of the game, that sounds like it maps closely onto needing popular opinion of the common people or the subject of the monarchy. There was a way of currying favor with not the monarch in Scott's version.
Yeah.
So the board of directors would then kind of fill that role. You'd be currying favor with the board instead of the people.
And I think the thing you were talking about before is that the knowing what the theme is going to change kind of the mechanics of the game, right? Because if you're trying to replace the CEO, you're not going to stab him in a back alley. Like that's not, You might do that in the Monarch game. You might poison them, right? You're not going to be like poisoning the Starbucks you bring in. Be like, oh, I got you a coffee this morning, right? You're not poisoning in the corporate environment. So there would be different things you're doing. How would you sabotage somebody?
Delete your PowerPoint presentation.
Right there. Yeah.
But I think the broader thing to look at there would be because we talked about one of the features that we really liked about Succession was when a player is removed from the game, they're not removed from the game. That version of their character is removed from the game and they're sent to the back of the line. So in the Monarch version, there's a lot more like backstab, poison, kind of violent removal of your opponents. Whereas like in this corporate structure, right, you'd be jockeying more to get them fired.
Yeah. But yeah, there's definitely ways to like sabotage things. Like you said, deleting a PowerPoint.
But I'm also envisioning there could be like a meeting kind of setting in the corporate version that might not be present in the Monarch version, where there's a component of the game where everyone has to contribute something. And it's in those meetings where you get to kind of stand on your platform and try to impress the board of directors. Or so like this, like I'm thinking of corporate, like the meeting environment. I think that would be one of the standout unique features of the corporate version of Succession compared to the Monarchy version of Succession.
And that would be a good place to call everyone together, right? That's, you know, because so much of, you know, what at least the corporate experience that I've had was within meetings, like bringing people together for, you know, your rounds end with a meeting or your rounds start with a meeting. So definitely a place where you can, maybe you bring in certain things that you've been working on during the games. Like, oh, I have this thing I'm going to show you guys.
I think I really like the idea of it being at the beginning of a turn, because you have the meeting and then that meeting is going to have some kind of victory point or some kind of value that it adds to some players and not for others because of the way that the meeting goes. And maybe that changes the way that you do your business day, because now, well, Jenny in accounting had a really good meeting today, so I've really got to think about how am I going to get rid of Jenny in accounting.
Yeah.
I'm getting behind this.
I think you like hide your receipts, right?
Accuse Jenny of embezzling.
Yeah. Start email rumors. I like that.
Be interesting if there could be an accounting or a finance feature to this game.
Sure.
That, again, I'm not sure would be present in the Monarchy version because you're already part of the royal family. You don't need to worry about money.
Yeah, but they have people like, you haven't seen Game of Thrones, but there's people.
You put this one on there, which I find a little off-brand for you, but if not corporate, what if it were some political squabble?
And this might be all too soon.
A little too soon.
I know it's too soon, but I really did feel like an election is a natural place where people are jockeying to win something. You enter the election and then you're trying to get votes. You're trying to get people to vote for you. And to me, that seemed like a very natural, when I was thinking of ideas where, you know, you're trying to replace somebody, you know, there's, you know, that it could be president, it could be senator, it could be just mayor. You know, there's somebody who's outgoing, or maybe you're running against the incumbent. However you set it up, to me, and I've always like secretly held this belief that one day I want to move back to the town I grew up in and run for mayor. So I don't know if I'm like trying to like, you know, create that scenario in this game, but I think it would be really neat to try to win an election. I think that fits the same general arc of what you're trying to do, right? You start with nothing. You need to get signatures. You need to get votes. There's polling. I thought polling would be a really interesting aspect of the game. Now, I'm not sure how you get out of the election. Like, something happens and controversy is allowed now, so it's all fine.
Go down in flames. I think this is a little bit too real for me right now. However, I think a primary is where I could see, because that's where you have enough volume of candidates, right? Because like,
yeah,
at least here, they feel there are two candidates. There's only two that you vote for. So unless you're making this like a one-on-one game, and I know we've talked about wanting to make the game be for a wider number of players, I think you'd have to do it in kind of this like primary setting where you have like people jumping in, jumping out of the race, declaring late, declaring early, falling out because who knows why. So I think you'd do it in like a primary type of format where you're platforming the next candidate more so than filling a particular role. I'm still reeling a little bit, and talking about it's making me a little queasy. So I think we should move on to something a little less realistic.
Well, I actually want to make it more fun. Listen to this. One of the pitches we talked about was Two Wolves. That was the game that was based around Prisoner's Dilemma. My thought is bring in elements of Prisoner's Dilemma into this game and make that the core mechanic. One of the things that we were thinking about with Two Wolves is, yeah, that's really interesting to play, you know, Prisoner Dilemma games with people, but what are you playing for? Like, where are you trying to go? So what if I use the election as, you know, how I move my character or person up the polls? Like, you're trying to move up and reach a certain percent threshold on the polls. And so you're playing all these Prisoner Dilemma games, you know, where you get to, you know, push somebody back and you go up two spots, or if, you know, they chose attack you, or you can make alliances. Like, so I'm thinking making it fun. I don't want it to be real, Mark. I don't want to make you cry again. That's actually what I'm bringing Wednesday. That's what I'm bringing to the team. I'm playing around with it.
I'll save further thoughts for the meeting then. What about starships?
Starships.
I just want to be a space captain.
Yeah.
I want to be the next space captain.
Yeah. I mean, you could do the same with pirates, right?
Submarines.
Submarine captain. Yeah. That could be a theme, like some sort of ship. However, wherever you want your ship to be, in the sky, in the water, under the water.
It's not a relationship.
Oh, see? We're going to get
that out later.
We're going to get to that later. We have some ideas. Yeah, I mean, that's a very realistic thing. You know, typically a captain doesn't start as a captain, right? You work your way up. You start at the bottom. Now you're here.
The thing that instantly jumps to mind for me for this one is everyone is competing to be the one who leads the mutiny.
Okay.
Because that would be like decidedly different. Like, there's a way you're currying favor with shipmates. Like, there could be this, you could have your like political movements where you're like getting people to come along with your plan. And at the end of it, your plan is the mutiny that puts you in the captain's seat. But like, whereas, you know, the corporate version was very much focused on like, how do I like make my individual moves and increase my individual personal capital? Like, the organizing your own mutiny becomes, how do I collectively organize with my peers in a way that I can then take over?
More, it's going to be physical on a pirate ship. It'll be very physical on a pirate ship. Maybe less so in space.
Yeeting friends over the...
in the submarine.
Yeet them overboard.
I think it does... Your ship does matter here, I think.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, chase that captainship, Jason.
Walk the plank. That's a card.
This would be one of the ways to make someone go away.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good way to make someone go away. I've never done it to anybody.
I think to I'm so bad's point, there is a difference between like the walk the plank card, right? You could reskin the walk the plank card any way you want if your mechanical framework for that card is remove this player from their spot in line and put them at the back, right? It could be walk the plank. It could be poison them. It could be get them fired by deleting their PowerPoint. Yes, I think walk the plank is a very in theme version of a card for the pirate ship version of Succession, but it's not necessarily what strikes in my mind as the new theme dictating the mechanical space that we'd be working in, which is why I was thinking like, oh, mutiny is like collective organizing, where corporate is really focused on individual accomplishment or individual failure or forcing individual failure.
Sure. Yeah.
What else you got?
Gangs. Mob. Right? You're going to be the next mob leader. Mafioso. I don't know what you call the person leading the mob. Godfather.
Boss.
Godfather.
Boss.
Saw that movie.
Don't they call them boss?
Boss. Yeah. Whatever it is. Cake boss.
Cake mafia.
But I think that would be a natural one, just like, kind of similar. I think that's very similar to corporate. Like, you're just trying to, like, if you don't think a mob is corporate, you're out of your mind. They got finance people too.
They got finance people, but I actually think the mob boss, the mob version, I think leans more towards the monarchy side, more towards being mechanically similar to the monarchy than it would be to the corporation.
Sure.
Because you could have those like violent means of removing people.
And look, I'm not advocating for violent
means.
You know.
But I'm just saying, like, when I thinking about like what they would dictate mechanically or
sure
what they would make available, I
you're
think
gonna have to
have
shoot
more.
Somebody, and we don't want to do that.
I do like the idea of being like collecting protections because, right, like mob, like a mob boss needs some kind of protection, right? So that you could be collecting protections. And if you have the protection for the targeted attempt that someone is aiming at you, like if they're planning a hit and you have your security team and your security team overcomes the hit, like you get to stay in your spot in line. Whereas like if you have a police officer in your pocket, then you're protected from indictment. You could find something that more individualizes to the mob theme than the in a contrast to the monarchy theme.
It's interesting because as we start talking about this for the first time, making somebody walk the plank on a pirate ship almost feels funny to me. Sure. Right. I don't want to put a hit on anybody. Like, so I, what I'm saying to you, Mark, is like thinking about a theme like this, I don't think I want to go to that theme. And like just objections in my head around violence kind of, and how that, I know that's not most people. Sure. And I play plenty of games. I'm playing Gloomhaven. I'm killing things all day. I don't know.
It's different when you put your name on it.
Yeah.
But again, in thinking about how we would mechanically differentiate, this is more thought experiment than it is
sure
landing on a theme, right? Because we're going to go talk to everybody about this on Wednesday.
Right.
Well, if you didn't like mob boss violence, what do you think about survival horror?
Oh, you can kill a zombie. That's fine.
But being the last person alive.
Oh, okay. I wish that there was a video to this podcast because I my eyes are raised. I'm thinking, I'm trying to picture it.
Because now you have things to compete for. You can compete for the provisions that allow you to secure yourself or escape or arm yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have to inflict violence on your fellow players. But again, you have these metrics that now you could sabotage so that the violence of the zombies does happen or whatever your big bad creature is.
Oh, my mind went Hunger Games.
Oh, that's a different thing. I think that's different than survival horror.
I would be terrified in that situation. That's survival horror.
That's battle royale.
Sure, but that's
it's Fortnite.
It's horrific.
Sure. But it's not,
I get
scary.
You. It's not the, you know, the lights aren't off and there's candles and, you know.
Hunger Games is dystopian. Survival, like for me, survival horror is a little bit different. I think like Resident Evil, you never played it.
Never, single player.
It's a one player game.
Yeah, single player game.
I don't know any multiplayer survival horror games.
There's probably 50.
But like survival horror could be a cool theme.
Yeah, I really like the idea of moving around and collecting items to make yourself stronger and better and maybe keep people, and like you said, finding shelter. And there could be, you know, other NPCs like mobs you're fighting against that are also trying to get you, not just the other players in the game. And that fits really well into the idea of when you go out, you come back as somebody, like you just pick up and be somebody else.
It's interesting, this version that we've been talking about, I'm envisioning actually having a board. The other versions haven't necessitated like the idea of having a board, mm-hmm. but you're talking about having somewhere that you move around, having somewhere that you can hide, having somewhere that you pick up supplies. For me, that sounds very much like a board where you go to these places and now you've brought a board into our card game.
When we were talking about pirate ships and starships and submarine ships, I was thinking worker placement.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I you know, we've talked about it before. Card games are board games. But I do want, you know, something I'm moving, something I'm touching, something tactile that I'm moving.
This might be the theme for you.
Boo. Is that scary?
No. You know, it's probably not the theme for you that I think could map onto this game really well.
What?
Dating game.
It fits what we're talking about. You're trying to win something. You're trying to be the person that is chosen. Back to dating game.
Back to dating game. Dating game, dot, dot, dot. Game show. Reality show.
Yeah.
Just envisioning like a mechanically crafted bachelorette, bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sell it to ABC, Bachelor. We create that game for them.
That's where the money is, right? They probably wouldn't even care if it's a good game or not.
What? And then you can always come back as like a different person if, you know, the person's like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah, contestant number like two doesn't get their roses. But we have a surprise entrant.
Ooh.
Contestant number four.
Back. You're bringing four back?
Why not?
Oh my goodness. Oh, so much drama now.
We've seen this one before.
I watch a lot of Love is Blind. Sports captain, sports theme. I had to bring golf or something back into it somehow. But the idea of like, you want to be the captain of your sports team and you need to get people to, you know, side with you or vote for you or, you know, that's what you're trying. That's what's important to you. It's a stretch. I was trying some way to think about making this sports related. You could even do it like you're trying to win the World Series, right? Or the Super Bowl. And you got to make these moves. You got to get the player you need, make a trade with somebody else.
You know, you talking about sports team, like you've put me back into like high school land and I'm like, man, it should be a game about getting the lead in the school play.
Oh, there's drama there. Yeah.
But I mean, it fits the criteria, right? There's one role that everyone is trying to achieve.
Yeah.
There's room for there to be multiple applicants. And if one applicant gets rejected, there's room for a new applicant to be inserted into the game.
I love the idea of like being an understudy. But then you know,
take them out at the knees.
You're not going to poison them. It's funny. I don't know why. It must be movies. I thought of that too first. I was going to say that, you know, you break their knees. I don't know where that comes from, but that's definitely
it's the Olympic figure skating thing.
Yeah. Okay. Figure skating could have been figure skating. No, I like the idea of a play. Actually, I like the understudy role and, you know, the sabotage that's coming your way. You have to worry about who your understudy is.
Oh yeah.
Is this the game where two people can win?
No, because there's only one role.
Oh, I'm still pushing for that.
I think there are themes that we have pitched where that would be possible. Like, I think Survivor Horror would allow for that.
Yeah.
You could team up. You could have the Don't Murder Me Pact. Could you have multiple winners in dating game? You could have your thruple.
You could. We can't close that off. Can we have multiple political candidates win?
I don't think so. Unless you did it like we talked about the puppet master mode where one person like
has a secret agenda.
Yeah. And like, it's still an idea that I'm attached to. The idea that everybody's win condition is hidden or secret at the beginning of the game and the way you play might inform or might allow you to share information about what your objective is. But that would be a neat way of, that's still a piece that I think could fit in multiple of the themes that we've talked about and is a very compelling piece of what I think the game could be.
I'd like to play a game where I'm playing basically from the shadows the whole game and no one suspects. And, you know, the game reaches the end state and you flip over your card and go, I'm the next CEO, king, whatever. And I go, actually, Mark, because you won, I actually won because my secret agenda was to get you to the whatever it is, the role, the lead.
Yeah.
It would also be a weird feeling, right? If you think you've won a game, you're like, and then you just find out that I won.
That'd probably be a really bad feeling.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Probably hurts the replayability of the game.
Not for me as the puppet master, but for you, for sure. That'd be a bad feeling, you know, to feel like you won something and then like, nah, ha, ha, I win.
I think that's something we'll have to talk about in a future episode is the fun factor, the play experience of winners and losers in our games.
I know a lot of us like the idea of having, you know, you're a character and these are the things that you can do in the game versus what other people can do.
Yeah. So that it just adds more variety, right? If everyone's the same, there's less. I think ultimately it's just a different way to put the complexity in a different place, but it is a really interesting place to put the complexity.
PowerPoint to your head right now. You have to bring a game Wednesday. What theme are you putting it in?
I mean, I have to make the case for dating game. I'm bringing dating game.
No, you're not.
I'm bringing dating game.
You're not.
Why not?
Okay.
Second choice would be survival horror.
That's the one I'm hoping you bring. Because I don't think anyone else is.
Well, after they listen to the show, maybe they will. I guess they won't have time after Tuesday.
Yeah.
One of the two. It'll be one of those. Or it'll be some third option that I haven't thought of yet. What are you bringing?
I am trying to mash in two wolves into succession. So I am going to attempt to create the political version. Cause I think the political version lends itself very well to that social component where two people, three people are either working against each other or they're working with each other with a secret agenda to try to win themselves, which is what Prisoner's Dilemma is. So I think I want to try to smash that in there as the mechanic. So that's what I'm working on. I started doing it.
You're ahead of me. All right, Jason, if the plan is the team meets and we start group work on building mechanics and developing succession around some theme, what's next for the show?
For the show, I mean, we're going to document where we're at, wherever we're at. Whether that is we got together with the team and we said, this is the version that we want to mock up and create a playtestable version. We'll talk about what theme we chose. We'll talk about the mechanics that are going into the game. But if we can get a little bit further and get a version that we can playtest, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about actually playtesting the game. But I think a very, you know, achievable objective is at least deciding this is the theme we want, and these are the mechanics that we want to start putting into the game to play, to test.
Sounds good to me. I'm curious what themes the team will gravitate towards for Succession. I have guesses, but I'll write them down for next show.
No, put one live. Peter makes dating game?
Peter already made dating game.
That's true.
I'm so bad advocating for Mob Boss. That's my guess.
Feels right.
The Misplay podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy, JP Savard, Parney, Kyle Flowers, Ajos, Brian, Bins, and Peter. Consider donating at patreon.com/themisplay. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our FAQ in Discord.
This is the theme we want, and these are the mechanics that we want to start putting into the game to play, to test.
Sounds good to me.
Cool, cool, cool.
I got nothing. The Misplay podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy.
Hold on. You can't end it with just sounds good to me.